Helping Hand. Feature that airs on Fridays on HPR1 stations as part of All Things Considered, and then it's archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, a topic, or an event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about an organization that's been helping folks in need for a very, very long time, since 1865. The Salvation Army. Each year we have a special segment right around the holiday times. And we've got Major Jeff Martin. He's the divisional leader for the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division. And he has returned to join us today on Helping Hand. Major Martin, or should I call you Jeff? What's the right thing to call you?
You can call me Jeff today. How about that?
Jeff, thanks for coming down and doing this.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. And it's great to have a symbol of giving back and kindness and all that stuff. That's one of those names. Give a little bit of background before we jump into this interesting thing that we do with you each year. What is the Salvation Army?
Well, the Salvation Army is, first of all, a church that serves around the world in 131 different countries. We have many kinds of social services here in Hawaii. We're actually the largest drug and alcohol treatment organization in the state. In addition to that, we help with youth that are at risk. We help runaway children, homeless services, hot meals that we serve. We've served over 880-some thousand meals this past year to help people who are just having a hard time making it.
And when it comes to the holiday times, people see those red kettles. What do you guys pull in on those kettles in a year?
Here in the Hawaiian Islands, we bring in about $700,000-something. That is our major fundraising for the year here in Hawaii.
And it just shows you how far something like that can go, and a lot of people make a small contribution.
Yes.
Now, each year we offer a rundown of the most needed things to support the Salvation Army efforts across the state. Folks can then think about that and then make a decision, hey, that's right in my backyard or whatever it is. So let's start on the Garden Island. Tell me what's going on and how people can support you.
Well, we have an after-school program to help children who are struggling with their homework and all of that sort of thing. We also have feeding programs there. And in Hanapepe, there's a senior program that is helping the seniors there.
$5,000 worth of aid to help out with the after-school program. Are these disadvantaged children that are in need? And
yes, a lot of the children, especially at the Lihue Salvation Army, are from Micronesia. A lot of Marshallese children there, because of the language difficulty, they are struggling in school. And so they have this after-school program designed to help them improve their English, deal with their homework, and hopefully improve their grades and get a good education.
$10,000 for the senior program.
Yes.
So that's $15,000 worth of support they need. Now, I see looking at the Valley Isle, Hawaii has the number one homeless population per capita in the United States, but you have a homeless outreach program on Maui.
Well, Maui has got an excellent program in Kahului. The guy who's running the outreach for the homeless, he was actually homeless himself. Military veteran who ended up homeless on the streets. The Salvation Army helped him, and now he's reaching out to help others. They have vans that go out and feed the homeless out in the bush, help with supplies, things that they would need, tries to work with them one at a time to get them out of homelessness and back into a job and into housing.
So they're looking for $5,000 to support their homeless outreach program against the Salvation Army. And we're doing our annual holiday wish list of ways to support them and the vulnerable folks across the state they support. Hawaii Island Family Intervention Services, you need $25,000 for that.
Well, Family Intervention Services is a program that helps runaway kids, kids who have ended up having difficulties maybe because of abuse in the home, drug addiction in the home, and the children are taken away, and the police will bring them to Family Intervention Services, a program of the Salvation Army. As you can imagine, high school kids have a lot of different kinds of needs, not only their housing, but their food and school supplies, and they need to be able to get back into a routine of a life that's stable, and our program tries to help them with that.
There's also a Hilo Temple Core Food Pantry, $5,000.
Yeah, Hilo has a pretty sizable homeless population as well. The food pantry is a vital place of getting that food to them. And also during the time they deliver the food to the homeless, they're able to begin building relationships with those homeless people so that they can hopefully get into a better situation.
Now, you were talking about Hilo and the homeless crisis there, but I also see Kona Core Homeless Outreach Feeding Program, because I understand there's also a very significant homeless population in that area you're working with.
Yes, because it is a warmer side of the island and less rain, there are a lot of homeless there. And there's a place out on the pier where a lot of homeless gather, and the Salvation Army started a peer feeding program, which has eventually moved to a new location. But that has resulted in many homeless people, through the relationships with the Salvation Army, getting out of homelessness and into better situations. But they all look forward to the time the Salvation Army comes, and they have a little bit of Bible study along with a nice meal. They really look forward to the Salvation Army's work with them.
How about for folks who maybe want to volunteer? That's available?
Oh, it's absolutely available. It's the red kettles you see on the streets. Mm-hmm. We need volunteers for those kettles. If people can volunteer for those positions to help bring in the money, that will really help us a lot. They can also volunteer helping with toy distribution when we distribute the toys, even when we gather and collect the toys at various places for the Angel Tree program.
So folks, when I give contact information, they can say, hey, I don't have any dough, but I want to be a volunteer. Where could you use me in?
Yeah, every Salvation Army community centers around the islands, they can just go to that location and volunteer their services, and they'll find somebody there who would gladly put them to work in volunteering.
In the Honolulu area, addiction treatment services, family treatment programs, that's $25,000 each, totaling $50,000. There's the Pathway of Hope and Office of Family Services, another $10,000. And adult day health services that you've got, scholarships for low-income elderly folks to attend enriching daycare programs and offer a break to their family caregivers. Talk about that, too.
Yeah, the adult day health services provides a little bit of a respite for caregivers. Many times our kapuna are in need of constant observation and care in the home, and the adult day health services provides a place where, while the caregivers are at work or doing other things, their kapuna can be cared for. Sometimes people have a hard time making ends meet, and if we could get some scholarships to help with some of those families that are not able to afford the daily fees, then that would be helpful.
Lots of ways we have laid out to support the organization, from contributing in any number of these different island affairs they've got going on to support people in different ways, to volunteering. Here's how to get in touch with them: hawaii.salvationarmy.org, 808-988-2136, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Full interview, the radio feature, all our contact information for the Salvation Army at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Anything that you want to add?
Well, I would like to mention our Pathway of Hope office that we have here on Oahu. It covers the whole island. They do outreach, and they try to get people, wherever they are, into a little bit better place. If they're in need of addiction treatment, they get them to into that program. Then they work with them later to get housing, to get a job, help them with how to budget their money better. Whatever it takes to get that person onto a better pathway, our Pathway of Hope is there to help.
We have been talking with Major Jeff Martin, though he lets us call him Jeff. He is a divisional leader for the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division. Took time to come down here and share lots of ways that people can be philanthropic this holiday season and give back to those who are vulnerable. Grateful for you guys being there, most importantly for the folks, but on a much smaller level, thank you for letting us try to assist you in these endeavors, and it's really nice to do, so thank you.
And thank you, Dave, for this opportunity. It really is helpful.